South African Airways leadership briefed the Parliament Standing Committee on Public Accounts as it had to account for why it had failed to table its 2018-2019 annual report. It indicated the fact that the Auditor General, Kimi Makwetu, had expressed reservations about whether it could continue to be recognised as a going concern, meant it would make it very difficult for the airliner to access the cash it needs from funders. A question has therefore been raised about whether SAA can afford its turnaround strategy, which includes the axing of some 944 personnel. In the meantime, the unions, among them NUMSA, have threatened to bring SAA to an indefinite standstill come Friday if their demands are not met. On this platform yesterday, SAA warned that such action could see the airliner shut down for good. Unions are demanding wage increases of 8%, citing that airline pilots got an increase of 5.9% on a higher base salary. And of course, the unions are totally opposed to the proposed job losses. Well, to get some views on the latest developments, I'm joined on the line by Professor Yanni Rousseau. He's the head of the School of Economic and Business Sciences at Wits University. Thanks very much, Professor, for joining us. So apart from the job cuts that South African Airways are planning, what are the other issues that they're looking at to deal with in terms of their restructure process?
Well, in terms of the restructure process, SAA will have to look at its whole cost structure. And of course, one of the objections of the trade unions is that the executive of SAA is not being trimmed down. Now, that might very well be a valid argument that the trimming should be all over the structure of SAA and not only in the lower ranks.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, to your mind, and based on what South African Airways had to say at the Portfolio Committee today, where they basically said that because the Auditor General is not really certain whether he can describe them as a going concern, making it then difficult for them to get money externally to run their operations and do whatever else they need to do, do you get the feeling that it's going to be very difficult for them to actually implement that turnaround strategy?
Yes, indeed. It is really a question whether SAA is still a going concern. It's shocking that the financial statements have still not been published, so it's not possible for anybody to assess that question at the moment. But I know Solidarity has asked for business rescue of SAA. I've asked 5 years ago, and I've been asking all the time, that the government should simply give SAA away to anybody who wants it, because the government has really made a mess of it.
So let's talk about more immediate matters. Things are getting quite hot now, with the unions coming out today at a press conference and saying that come Friday, if their demands are not met, one of them being a wage increase of 8%, which of course must be very difficult for SAA given their financial predicament, then they will go on strike. And of course, on top of that, they completely object to those 944 jobs going. If they do that and they say it's going to be an indefinite strike, what's your sense about what will happen to the airliner?
Probably the end of SAA, the airline will simply have to close and all the jobs at SAA will be gone. So there's no possibility of keeping SAA open as a business if the unions go on an indefinite strike. So effectively, the unions will be closing SAA. And in that process, I must add, doing South African taxpayers a huge favour, because SAA has been flying at the expense of the taxpayers for many years.
What moves can government make at this stage?
Well, government can take the initiative and just give SAA away. Government can decide to close SAA and just lay off all the staff. An 8% salary adjustment is in any case not justifiable in an environment of an inflation rate of 4.5%. So government can decide to do the right thing and just close SAA. It should have done that 5 years ago.
Well, watch this space. Easier said than done, I'm sure. Thanks very much, Professor. That was Professor Yanni Rousseau. He's the head of the School of Economic and Business Sciences at Wits University.